My house is in the process of being foreclosed on.
Oh, my.
And I don't know if I should just throw in the towel or fight.
So
I lost my husband 4 years ago, and we've been surviving off the Social Security and insurance payments. And the insurance company filed an appeal and froze the payments the beginning of the year, and it just threw my finances in a whirlwind. And I went back to work
How old was your husband?
He was 36.
What happened?
He was working for a roofing company in Hendersonville, and he fell through a skylight working on a roof 30 feet.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry.
And, he suffered a cerebral hemorrhage.
And the insurance company that was, what, workers' comp or liability insurance for the employer says they're not liable?
Comp. Yeah, they filed an appeal. And
you have an attorney?
I have one through Workman's Comp, and they have denied the appeal and restarted my payments. But that put me in a place where I got behind.
Yeah.
Really behind, and then by the time I got a job, I was drowning.
Yeah. So, have they set a date on your foreclosure?
September the 17th.
Okay. All right. So we got a little time, got a little action here. We got 45 days to work on this. That's good news. What is your home worth?
$375.
And what do you owe on it?
$64.
Okay. You are not getting foreclosed on. Breathe. I know how to stop this.
I mean, I know this is my fault.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Nope.
It's not your fault. Life has happened to you. You've had a tragedy, honey. And
I wasn't taught the best discipline when it comes to money.
Sarah, to start with, I want you to breathe this in. 100%. I've been doing this for 30 years. You are not getting foreclosed on. Okay? We're not going to allow you to lose that much equity. We have our ways, okay? We're not going to do this, okay? So you're okay. You're okay. Now, do we have some problems that we need to address? Yes. Okay? We do. But you're not going to lose this house. I'm 100% sure of it. Okay? Do you believe me? Do you believe me?
I do.
Okay. It's my job to do this. It's all I know how to do, and I'm the best in the world at it, okay? You're not going to lose this house. Now, so you've been living for 3 or 4 years off of insurance payments. You were not working before he passed. Is that right?
No, that's correct.
So how old are you?
I'm 40.
And what is your new job?
I work for Lowe's corporate office. It's a remote position.
Okay. And what do you make?
$20 an hour.
Okay, good. Good. And you're getting 40 or more hours?
Yes, correct.
Good. Good. So can you do a budget and eat on that and pay your house payment if you were current?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. How much is your house payment?
$600.
Okay. And how many house payments behind are you?
Five.
Okay. So you need $3,000 to get current plus some fees, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Do you own anything? Two cars? You still got his old car?
No. Okay. My car got repoed last month.
Okay. All right. How are you? Do you have a car at all?
No.
Okay. All right. And so you don't have anybody around you and family and things, do you?
I lost my father 6 months before I lost my husband.
Okay. How many kids you got?
Four.
Okay. How old are they?
20, 17, 8, and 6.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay. All right. Are you involved in a church locally?
No.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to wrap our arms around you and make sure you're okay. And we're going to put a bunch of people in your life, and you're going to follow the instructions of these people, and we're going to save your house, and we're going to get you back up on your feet and get you a car and get you going again, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We've got Ramsey counselors right here in your town. We're in your town, and we'll use one of our on-staff people to take care of you. Okay? Her name is Lisa, and Austin's going to hook you up with her, and she's going to get in touch with the mortgage company. And this is taken care of. We're going to take care of it, okay? And we're also going to get you connected to a local church and get you some help and get some people around you because you need some community loving you well. You've been doing all this by yourself, and it's terrifying.
It is.
Yeah. You're going to be okay.
I just want to do it the right way and teach my kids the right way.
Yeah. Well, honey, it's hard. I don't know if there's a right way to lose your husband when he's 36. I don't think there's a right way to do that. It just hurts and it's messy. And then everything gets discombobulated.
Can I tell you one of the greatest gifts you can give your kid right now? All four of them? You can let them know that they're not crazy and that you miss their dad too.
Oh, I do every day.
When they get to see mom cry and they get to see mom go get a job and they get to see mom do the unthinkable, which is reach out for help, which is something that Sarah does not like to do. When they get to see that, they get to see what it looks like when a grown-up gets hit with everything and they get to see a community rally around and they begin to regain their faith in humanity. The light comes back on a little bit. And they get to see that by watching their mom go through it. And so you feel like you're failing them. You feel like you're failing everybody. It's all coming down on you. I want you to know you're changing your family tree because they're getting to see a strong mom say, enough, I can't do anymore. Can somebody help me? They get to see that in real time, and you're going to have to follow these steps. The hard work is just beginning, right? But they're going to get to watch their mom reach out. They're going to watch their mom walk back in the doors of a church and say, I can't do this by myself anymore. They're going to watch their mom say, hey, kids, I got to go to work. They're going to get to watch their mom do all that. And they're going to take those lessons into their families. Yeah. Okay?
I just want to make them proud.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Trust me, you are. The fact that you're standing and breathing, you're making them proud.
Yeah.
On top of what Dave just said, I'm going to throw in our friends at BetterHelp. I'm going to throw in 3 months or 6 months of free counseling for you, okay?
Thank you.
And hang on the line here. Austin will get you connected with our friends at BetterHelp, and they have been great, great partners with me and the Ramsey Show here, and they're going to take care of you for the next 6 months, okay?
Thank you so much,
and you can do that from home.
I really appreciate it.
You can do that from your phone. You can do that from your computer. We got you.
What kind of mortgage is this, FHA, VA, or conventional?
I think it's I know it's an ARM, but I think it's a conventional because when
who has the mortgage? Who's the mortgage company?
Ameris.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, that's wonderful.
They're just giving me a hard time about everything because I'm not on the mortgage, but I'm authorized on it.
Yeah, they don't have any choices here. Okay. There are laws and regulations and things that are they think they're in control of this. They're not.
Sarah, I wish you could watch this. Dave just gave the smile. When Dave gives the smile, crap's about to get done.
Hang on. Austin will pick up. We'll get you taken care of, kiddo. This is the Ramsey Show.